The advisory committee, known as SEAC, is comprised of community stakeholders and citizens at large. It's a total of 12 members who Park City Council appointed back in October 2015. Jason Glidden, Park City Economic Development Program Manager, says his perception is that the community has reached its event threshold. The task force was formed to assess citywide events and make recommendations to council on costs and benefits. They've looked at prioritizing events and the impacts, both good and bad, on the community. With the closing of the summer event season just around the corner, they've been working on a review process where the findings would be used in future event planning. Finally, SEAC is supposed to identify the level of city services needed to support each event. They look at event fees and make recommendations to council on fee waiver requests. The committee used a scoring matrix to give points to each and every event held in Park City. According to some members, it was a difficult exercise because certain events may be very valuable and popular in the community, but don't necessarily bring significant economic benefit. At-large committee member Sarah Klingenstein said a good example is Running with Ed. It scores very high on the Cultural and Community Index, but does not get a high score on economic value. Bob Kohler, representing the Chamber Bureau and Park City Municipal, says they can't wipe the slate clean and put the brakes on marketing to visitors. He said many tourists come to Park City because of the varied events that are offered. Several members of the public gave input. Clay Stewart said his breaking point was the soccer tournament combined with the tour of Utah. Dave March from the Kimball Arts Center urged the city to do a better job of conveying its goals to the community, asking, is growth the overall city goal? Sandra Hall, a resident since 1968, asked if the Park City Market should be held 14 Sundays out of the summer. She said parking in her own driveway on Park Avenue is almost impossible due to the crowds driving into town every Sunday of the summer. Mary Demkowitz lives in Old Town and owns a building there. She says she'd like the Silly Market to end earlier than 5 o'clock and maybe consider holding it at the Park City Mountain Resort parking lot. This way, more locals might access shops and restaurants on Main Street. SEAC concluded it's the summer event schedule that impacts the community most. They think there should be every effort made to remediate the effects of an event before eliminating or denying an event permit. This could include changing dates, locations, or size. These recommendations will be given to the City Council in a joint session scheduled for September 22nd. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.